Now listen to part of a lecture on the topic you just read about.
Even if computerized smart cars meet all the technological expectations set for them, it's not clear that they'd produce the benefits some have predicted. Smart cars will still get into some accidents. After all, even the most technologically advanced devices fail occasionally. And since the smart car technology will allow cars to be more tightly packed together on the roads, these accidents will be pileups that involve many more cars, and so be much worse than accidents that occur today. Overall, there's little reason to believe that smart cars will save lives or reduce the number of injuries in automobile accidents. Second, let's talk about the potential to increase highway speeds and therefore decrease commuting time. Well, history has consistently shown that when some driving convenience is introduced, more and more people decide to drive, because they expect an easier driving experience. But then the increased number of drivers, in the case of smart cars of the future, would not decrease commuting time. This is because the traffic congestion caused by the additional cars on the road would not allow the drivers to take advantage of the smart car's potential for higher speeds. And finally, it's not reasonable to expect that smart cars will save drivers money. The global positioning technology required to direct smart cars to their desired destinations is very expensive. And smart cars will need other costly technologies too, such as sensors that control how far a smart car stays behind the car in front of it. Moreover, the advanced technology of smart cars will make repairs to them more expensive than repairs on conventional automobiles. These new expenses will more than offset the expected savings on the repair and replacement of traditional mechanical car parts.